Coming Shabbos, it's Parsha Zohar. We talked last night about about the mitzvahs of Chiras Amalek. Exactly what it is. Major Machlokas Rishonim. Rambam holds, it's not Noeg Bezman Hazeh. Sefer HaChinuch holds, it is for males, but it's not clear how often you have to say it. It's certainly no mitzvah mitoch haksav. The Russian Tosfos seem to indicate, and that's why Mogen Avraham learns, it's a mitzvah kriya betzibu mitoch haksav, is the din d'oraisa. Now, Pasuk says, v'yisru merfidim, Vayom Amalek, Vayilochem Yisrael Berfidim. Amalek came. Now here, Klal Yisrael have gone through Yam Suf. And I've seen all the Nisim of Yam Suf. And they come tomorrow. When they come tomorrow, the nace that they get water. And then Shum Samo Choku Mishpat of Samolisohu. They got part of the first part of the Mitzvah HaTorah they got. And Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana shel ochu shleish shom b'li Torah. And they came to Refidim. Then they got the mon. And then they got Bosor. And then Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock, and they get water, and that that water, that rock that gave them water, continues for 40 years. Vayav Amalek. Amalek comes. Yilochem Yisrael Berfidim. So Rashi says, what difference does it make where it happened? Shirofu Atzman B'divrei Torah. What does that mean? What are Chazal trying to make a point? On the one hand, Klai Yisrael have seen incredible Nisim. Paro, Mitzrayim destroyed. They get the Bizas Hayam. They get Mon. They get Mayim. They're living a supernatural existence. And sometimes when you leave a supernatural existence, you get comfortable, you forget there's a real world. And you take it for granted. And Moshe Rabbeinu had told them, wait a second. You want to protect yourselves, you want to deserve all of this supernatural behavior that you're seeing. It's only if you continually connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just seeing the Amud Ha'esh and the Amud Ha'ono, Amud Ha'esh, Amud Ha'ono, day, night, month, that doesn't connect you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah. And without that, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the supernatural existence that you're seeing is not going to protect you. And they're rough, Watson, director. Took it for granted. We don't need it to look at everything. This is not a whole not normal existence. Vayilachem Yisrael berfidim. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and they fight Amalek. Chashayor Moshe Yado. When they see him davening, they daven and they win the battle against Amalek. That's Klal Yisrael. Nowadays, this war that's happening in Ukraine, people talk, it's Mashiach, Ikvus of the Mashiach, or whatever it may be. What I find incredible is sometimes reality can be right in front of people and they refuse to confront reality. Refuse to confront reality. He's invading. Oh, it's 50 miles away. We don't have to worry. He wants to take over the whole place. And people who try to escape the last minute, where were you a week ago? People talk Mashiach. It's Gemara. The Gemara talks. They say Shemitah, Motzei Shemitah. That's very nice. Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. And some people say you have to put on Big Day Shabbos. He's here. Okay. But the Gemara, I forget. The Gemara talks about Ikvus of the Mashiach. All the destruction that will happen and the dangers in the process that brings Mashiach. And the Gemara says, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaylev, if a person thinks Mashiach is here and he is afraid of all the destruction, and if this is Mashiach, people being killed left and right, cities destroyed, it's a talking about a vicious rotzeach will stop at nothing to conquer the world. Well, it says, what do you do to protect yourself? It says two things. Learn Torah, more Torah, and more Torah, and more Torah, and do Gemilas Chasadim. So, people feel very confident. People feel very confident, but I'm not saying it will bring Mashiach, but it's certainly a vicious war and a man who wants to take over the world and threatening with atomic bombs every time people do something he doesn't like, he's throwing another 20 atomic bombs. And in his newspaper, his Russian newspaper they puts out, there's a daily article how all the submarines all over the place are off the coast of the United States. They'll finish the United States in 3 minutes. Go on. This is the way he's talking. If it is something, so Chazal tell us, times of intense destruction, what do you do? Two things. Hasmor b'limud Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, k'sov zol zikaron b'sefer, v'sim bo aznei Yoshua, ki mocho emcha ezecha amolek mitachas ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure Amalek is destroyed. Amalek, he has a very interesting idea. Midrashim in Parshas Noach talk about it. Amalek has to be totally destroyed. Any nation who the culture of that nation is evil and Ritzicha, they are as long as some people remain from that nation, that culture of the nation will come back and back and back. Shaul HaMelech, we'll go to part of the Haftorah. His job was to kill Amalek. His job was to kill Amalek. He left Agag alive. The next day, Shmuel beheads Agag. So how in the world is it that Haman was descended from Agag, from Agag? Haman ha'Agagi. We say it. It's a very deep lesson here. Shmuel looked at Agag, a king who lost his entire nation. Everything's gone, totally destroyed. He felt sorry for him. Man had lost anything and everything in this world. So a very strange and bizarre thing happened. How it happened, the whole Midrashim describe how it happened. But that one night that he was in captivity, someone made sure there was a woman in captivity with him. She became pregnant that night. And from that came Haman. Lozachar, we say, ki bechemlas shol nolad oyev. Say that after the Megillah. We say, Asheheni Atzas Goyim Vayofa Machshavos Sarumim. Kodesh Baruch, who destroyed all the Machshavos of these people. Bekum Aleinu Odom Rosho. Neitze Zodo Mizera Amalek. He was the remnant of Amalek. Gaba Oshra. He self-confident because of his exceeding wealth. But Carlo Bor, he dug a hole for himself. Haman Hodia Evas Avosov. Haman knew that he came from a certain culture to destroy the Jewish people. And there's a klal, a very interesting klal. Vicious rotzchem wanted to destroy the Jewish people. In the 20th century, the two biggest rotzchem that they were, Hitler and Stalin, Yimach Shemam, they wanted to destroy Jews. And even people who have no kesher whatsoever with the Jewish people. Famous story happened in Tebbe. Man, Idi Amin, he was a vicious cannibal. There were no Jews in Uganda there. They had to get rid of Jews. V'lo Zohar, Rachmei Shaul, and he did not remember the Rachmonos of Shaul, ki bechemloso al Agog, because he had Rachmonos and Agog for that one night, nolad oyev. The evil will come back, and back. That's why the three instances the Torah talks about destroying an entire group of people without any rachmonos, men, women, and children. Shiva Amamim, Amalek, and Yeren Yidachos. Because when certain things become part of the culture, they have to be eliminated. Now, that's not such an easy mitzvah. And in the Haftorah, we read about Shaul. Shaul was given a command. Koama Hashem Tzvokos. Pokadati Eisha Osa Amolek Israel. Pokad means I'm taking into account and executing a din on Amolek for what they did, because that is their national culture. Lech Rikisos Amolek says, keep in mind who and what Amolek is. Keep in mind it's a nation who's determined to the extermination of the Jewish people. And that is their national culture. Pasuk says, Luchu v'nachidem igoy. Let us eliminate them as a nation. Lo yizoch Hashem Yisrael od. The name Yisrael should not be mentioned anymore. Lo sachmo. Have no rachmonos. Ematom yidish hadish mayolo ad yonek mishu ad seh migol. Anything. Vayovo shol ad ir Amolek. He came, Vayorev Banochal. What is Vayorev Banochal? So, Gemara says a very strange thing. That night, Shaul couldn't sleep. Shaul's conscience bothered him. And the Gemara tells us the conversation he had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the men are evil, what about the women? If the women are evil, what about the little children? It's not fair. It's not moral. But he had a command to do it, so he did it. But he had great misgivings about it. Vayomer Shaul al Harkeni. He says, Vayach Shaul al Samolek mechavila boacha asher apnei Mitzrayim. Vayispok as Agag, and he got Agag. That's called Om. Everyone else he destroyed. Vayach Moshul ha'om al Agag. He had Rachmonish. He and the people had Rachmonish and Agag. And they had unbelievably beautiful cattle and sown and sheep and goats. And they didn't want to destroy it all. It's a medrash that the Dora Marble was so evil that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Dora Marble, he made sure that not a single thing remained from that entire society and culture. It wasn't a plow that remained. Everything was destroyed. So people say, oh, you know, something stayed from that culture. No, eliminate that culture completely. But they didn't want to get rid of the tzon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel, Nichamti, Himlachti Yashol Lamelech, Shav Me'acharai. He turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So. And Vayavo Shmuel Shaul Vayomelo. And Shaul says, Hakimosi Zvar Hashem. I fulfilled the tzivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Shmuel, Umek Kol Hatzon Hazeh Bo'oznai. I hear all these animals out there. What's that? Vayomer Shaul Me'amolaki Hivim. We wanted to take these and bring it as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, destroy it. They're disgusting. Anything connected with that nation, eliminate. Disgust. He's the leader. He says, that's what the people wanted. Well, he's a leader. Leaders lead, they don't follow. Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul. I'm going to tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Vayomer Shmuel. In kotonata beinecha, if you are, you feel you're an onov, you're a nechbal akelim, you're the leader of Klal Yisrael. Ro shifte Yisrael ato. Vayim shochacha Hashem lemelech Yisrael. Two things he's telling. There's an unbelievable tshuva of the Maharam in Rutenberg. And Melech and Klal Yisrael has tremendous power. And Tamachochem Shemochel Kvodo Kvodo Mochel. Of Shemachal Kvod Kvod, a Melch Shemachal Kvod and Kvod Amor. Gemara learns it from Xerza Kosm, Song Tosim Alecha Melach. Marama Rutenberg says it's a deep idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaMamlich Melochim V'lo HaMeluch. The king has a tremendous power. Why? Not because he's given power. He has to understand he represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, he's the Mamlech Melochim, and he gave you power representing him. That's why it's not your, you can't be Mochel in that covenant, it's not your covenant. You are the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. And you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. When you confront the powerful leader of an evil nation, you're a major leader. You represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no anova against anybody because you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. You are there to lead his nation. So don't say the people wanted it. Number one. By Yeshua Hashem Bederech, because you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Milchomo Lashem Bamolik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to destroy evil. It's not your battle against Amolik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's battle against Amolik. By Yishloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you. By Yom HaLech HaKadosh Amolik, V'nulcham Tebo, Arkalosim, V'lom L'shamata, why did you take all these animals? So Shaul didn't get the message. He says, Shemati b'kol Hashem. And I did it. And I brought it back Agag alive and destroyed it. And they did it. And they brought, and the people brought it. They wanted to bring it as a carbon. Vayom Shmuel. Now Shmuel says an unbelievable thing that has to be understood. Hechofetz Hashem ba'olos esvachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about all those animals on the Mizbeach? He doesn't care. But what does he care about? We call it Kishmo Abakol Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to listen to him. If he says to bring a carbon, you bring a carbon. If he says you destroy the animals and kill them, destroy the animals and kill them. Our job is not to sit in judgment about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our job is to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hinei Shemoah, Mizevach Tov. Listening is more important than a korban. Lack shift, pay attention. And then he says something strange. Kichatas Ketzim Meri. Vavon Strafim Haftza. What you did is like magic and like Avodah Zarah. Now, wait a second. Where did we jump to magic and Avodah Zarah all of a sudden? The thing is, what is Avodah Zarah? Why did Shaul make this mistake? Because there's a Tzivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what is good in this world and what is not good in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. He created every one of us with a moral conscience. Why did he create every one of us with a moral conscience? So we should feel Tov Ra, defined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines everything, creates everything in this world. Tov Ra. And put in every one of us a certain feeling of Tov Ra. Normal human beings have it, a feeling of Tov Ra. But that Tov Ra is to make us sensitive to things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines as Tov and Ra. And what did you try to do? You try to judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a tzivoy. It doesn't fit with my moral way of looking at this. No. There's no power by which we judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the aver of Avodah Zarah? That there are powers that are parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one power in this world. Magic, you go hocus pocus. There's no hocus pocus. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're trying to have other powers, moral powers, physical, independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Avodah Zarah. It's not allowed. Yan Moastus. You're sitting in judgment about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you had misgivings about fulfilling everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu said down to the letter. You rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were Moes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moasta. But you can't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative of this world. If you didn't understand that which is good and evil in this world is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines as good and evil. And you had some judgment about it. You can't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative in this world. Your job as a melech is finished.
I was afraid of the people. I listened to them.
Okay, he asked for slicha mechila kapara. But no. The Aveira was too essential to what it means to be a melech. You didn't get the message what a melech is all about. You didn't get a message that your job is to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your job is to understand that what is good and evil in this world is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines. And our job in this world is just to pay attention and listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Not come up with our own ideas. Wouldn't it be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kill those cows. Wouldn't it be wonderful if those cows would be a carbon on the Mizbeach? That's not your job. Our job is just to pay attention to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It means to kill it, kill. It means to bring a carbon, to bring a carbon, whatever he says.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shaul tells him, you can't be a melech anymore. וגם נצח ישראל לא ישקר ולא ינוחם. הקדוש ברוך הוא says finished, and הקדוש ברוך הוא, once הקדוש ברוך הוא gave the Xavier is the Xavier. הוא אמר חטוסי. חטוסי. הוא אמר שמואל, הגיש אליי אס אגוג מלך המולק. ויהיה חלוב אגוג, ויאמר אגוג, אוכן צור מרם, אובץ, אך, He's going to meet Shaul, Shmuel. He's not going to die. Vayom Shmuel. Kasheshiklo noshim harbecha. You killed many people. You are evil. You're a rotzeach. And many women lost their children because you killed their children. Ken tishokul mi noshim imecha. So your mother is going to lose her son. Vayishasev Shmuel. Shmuel Amos is a Navi. But if the Tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took out a sword and beheaded him on the spot. But when he did it, he said, you are evil. And evil must be eliminated. Vayelech Shmuel Haramosa. And he went back. There's a very lot of deep lessons in this Haftorah. The deep lesson is, Kadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom told us that Amalek has to be eliminated. Milchomo l'Hashem b'Amalek dovo. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki yadal keskom milchomo l'Hashem b'Amalek. Nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu b'yamino. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my malchus, Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, melech ha-mashiach, is not going to be complete until he eliminates the source of evil in this world, that's Amalek. Nechom el Hashem b'Amalek midodor. Yorel Kesko. So we say, Olu Moshim b'har Tzion, lishpot es hareisa v'hoysel Hashem amluch. Okay. But, something else. Not always do we understand the moral justification of all halachas. It's not our job. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. If I have a sense of morality, where's that sense of morality come? Kadosh Baruch Hu created that sense of morality within me. And I have to adjust that sense of morality to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui is. That's why he created those feelings within me. And once he created those feelings within me, I have to adjust them. And if it's not, my feelings do not square with the Torah, change your feelings and make them square with the Torah. That's what led Shaul on this path that he sat judging. Is this a moral thing to do or not? Men, women, children. Then you don't understand the Torah is about. You don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says adjust your feelings for the Torah. Evil has to be eliminated. Our job is not to bring a korban. Our job is not to do mitzvahs. Our job is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. He wants us to do mitzvahs. He wants us to do this. He wants us to do that. There's nothing intrinsic in it except listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, Ramban HaKadoshim has a question. The klal is that you get more schar from mechuyev b'dovo for ain't a mechuyev. If you're mechuyev in a mitzvah, so you get more schar if you're not mechuyev in a mitzvah. I'm mechuyev in mitzvah's lulav. If I take a lulav, I'll get more schar for it than my wife taking a lulav who's not mechuyev in lulav. Ramban says, maybe it's just the opposite. You do it voluntarily, you don't have to. You should get more schar. Ramban says no. And he explains why. Every mitzvah has two aspects. There's something intrinsic in the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in the mitzvah. But every mitzvah besides the mitzvah itself, there's that I'm meshabed my rotzon to the rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say, I'm doing it because I'm your eved. I submit my will to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a level of avoda that a mechuyev b'dovah has. And any mechuyev b'dovah, the value of the mitzvah per se. But mechuyev b'dovah is doing it because he's submitting his will to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where the extra schar comes from. And that's godol ha-mutzuva v'yosu m'she'ein ha-mutzuva v'yosu. And that's the issue with Shaul. And that's why to say there's another moral compass by which we judge Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, it doesn't make sense. It's not moral, no. There's no power in this world. There's no physical power parallel to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no moral power in this world parallel to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the source of all physical power, source of all moral power. And that's why. And the Melech, his whole Malchus is one. It's not his individual power. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative to lead HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. And when Shaul didn't understand what his tafkid is as a melech, so then he lost the melucha. The question, David HaMelech did a very serious aveira. So why didn't he lose the melucha? Because it wasn't his, he did not fail to understand what his job as a melech was. Shaul failed to understand what his job as a melech was. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you no longer be melech. I gave you a job. Only the melech can lead a war against Amalek, and that was your job. You failed as a melech, you fail in your job.